What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey, welcome back to Peace of Mind. I'm your host, Mark Moore, with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So last week's show, we had talked about recreational vehicles.
Yes, we did.
And we had talked about how, you know, the pandemic has even played into the popularity of having an RV.
True.
Because people like to, you know, still travel, and you may not be able to fly on a plane these days, and they don't want to. Or perhaps you don't want to go on a cruise because this is a good alternative to having vacation, but not having to travel through an airport.
Or go to hotel rooms.
Or hotel rooms, right. Exactly. Yeah, you have your hotel going with you.
Mm-hmm. Kitchen.
And your kitchen, yeah. So you can still go on the road and get out there. And, you know, this has been a huge demand now for people camping, RVs. There's also people that can work from anywhere today. Mm-hmm. So as long as you've got your laptop, you can go at a campsite and you can be working, you know, at a job. Right. So we kind of introduced last week just about, you know, we talked about some stories that, you know, we ended up buying an RV in 2017, and we've had to go through a learning curve how to have an RV.
There's a lot to know.
I still don't know what to do, but we're still learning every day.
We've got good resources, though.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Thank you over us. Our RV guy has been very helpful to us. So we did talk about, you know, towing a vehicle, which that was the thing we just started doing this year. Mm-hmm. So I have successfully been to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and back in the RV. We've made several trips to Florida. Yes. Kathy's a navigator.
Yeah, I'm the logistics person.
And so we went. One of the best things about the RV is
Mark just drives, that's all.
Yeah. Well, having the kids spread out in the vehicle is very nice, too.
Yes.
We have less fighting than we normally do.
Yes. When we go on the RV trips, we seem to have a lot more peace because everyone has their area.
Peace of mind.
Yes. And then so when we get in back into closed corners in a car, when we have to drive, sometimes we can't take the RV, then that is like a nightmare. I'm like, why do we do it this way?
Do other people have kids like fighting cars or just us?
I think it's common.
It must be just us, right?
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine anybody else would have that.
Yeah, they went over the line and put their feet on me. It's so much fun for our parents to have traveling in the car.
So we were coming back from our trip out west, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden we had all these people like flashing their lights and beeping their horn.
This is a construction.
Yeah,
in
and so we pulled over, and what did we find?
They said that it was sparking out the back of the RV. This is our old RV.
Yep.
And to find out, our metal
tailpipe
was dragging and sparking in the back of it. So thankfully, and of course, people kept going by pointing at us. We didn't know what was going on, and of course, we couldn't see the sparking in our backup camera. The concern, of course, was something was wrong, and we were in construction, so you can't just pull over anywhere, which was, you know. So we finally found a place we could pull off so we could actually see what's going on. And so Mark gets out, and he comes back, and he has this big, huge tailpipe, and he's like, here. He's trying to bring it inside. I'm like, well, what do you expect us to do with that? And it was all dirty, of course. So we got garbage bags and stuck it in the middle. And then my daughter, who was very young at the time, she is very dramatic, and so she thought, oh, this is not good, and she just was going to pieces about this, that it'd come off, and what was going to happen, and all that. So it was really, really interesting, but we got to Nashville, and it was okay, and we were able to get home and have it fixed.
Yeah, had it fixed. And we traded the RV in, or we actually sold it.
And then we got it fixed first.
Ended up buying a new one. So, you know, you want to be safe down the road. And mm-hmm. I always pray that we'll be safe. We, you know, even with the towing now, we have this contraption called a automatic braking system. Mm-hmm. So it knows. It's funny because Kathy's a better hook than I am. She's got the touch. I don't. But it's a box. Mm-hmm. And it goes in your floorboard. It's got a lever that actually it physically attaches to your brake. Mm-hmm. And so it knows when you press the brake on your in the RV, it actually presses it, like depresses the brake in the Jeep. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens if it gets stuck or something? You don't worry about that. Evidently, I guess they know what they're doing.
Right.
But we also, you know, if we press the brake or do a turn signal in the RV, it also does it on the Jeep in the back. Uh-huh. So we've learned a lot about this. Again, you know, just for preventative, be sure. I've heard of several people that have burned out their transmission towing the vehicle.
Because they didn't check into it.
Yeah, so you
got check your owner's manual. If you don't have one, go look online or go to your nearest dealer and see if they can give you some guidance on that. Because each vehicle is different. And that's our RV guy who set it all up, said, you know, I'm not going to make any, this is what I think is supposed to happen, but you still go get a check
it out. I feel like due he was noncommittal because there's probably been some issues there.
He's had things happen before and he doesn't want to be responsible.
I don't blame him. So, in fact, he was like trying to do a tow vehicle and he told the customer about the automatic braking system. Of course, it adds more expense to the RV.
Yeah, it does.
Or, you know, the RVing cost, I'm trying to say. But he said, okay, you know, if you don't want one of these, I want you to sign a form that you know I've advised you that you need to have one of these.
It's the safest thing to do.
And so the guy decided to go ahead and buy the braking system because he was concerned, you know, well, something could happen. So here's what I've read about the top five RV insurance claims. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these are the number ones to number five. It has to do with frequency, but it doesn't say, it says the top five. So I don't know if that's, but the very first one is tire failures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a concern because one thing I learned about an RV is that you may see some really good tread on a tire, but that doesn't mean a whole lot.
The tires are good.
Yeah.
Well, cause they can rot because if the unit is sits a lot, they rot. So that's if some people don't realize. So you want to make sure your tires are checked before you go on a big, you know,
which we've
trip,
been doing,
or have them replaced, and that's not cheap. But again, at least you know you're safe and you have good tread on that.
Yep. And so, I guess the RV Safety and Educational Foundation, the number one cause of RV tire failure is overloaded, mm-hmm. also known as underinflated tires.
Right.
So you've got to make sure you've got a good, you know, I think ours is like 90 or 100 PSI, I think we're looking for our tires. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a, I guess it's called a, it monitors the tire pressure.
Well, it's with our braking system. It monitors the tires on the RV and the Jeep. So it goes through all the different tires that we have so we can monitor that as we're driving down the road.
It's called a tire pressure monitoring system is what it is.
Yeah.
And what you'll find out is sometimes, you know, once you get rolling, your pressures go up because you're on the road.
Plus, if it's a different climate, it can be different too.
It can be different, yeah. Or even the sun hitting it, you know, it can be different. So you got to be, but make sure, and it says, you know, the only way to know sure is about your proper inflation is, you know, you'll make sure that you got some kind of chart from a tire manufacturer. And you got to be sure that you've got it inflated to whatever the manufacturer's specifications are. So I think what would be the claim is not if your tire was to, you know, pop or whatever, that's not necessarily the claim. It would be what happens after that. Because if you know you're off the road or having an accident because your tire, how many times do you see tires on the interstate? I mean, they're all a lot. So that's one of the main things you got to be careful of. Fires on the RV, that would be kind of scary to think about.
Yes.
But you want to make sure you've got a good
cooking,
fire extinguisher, cooking. You know, you've got to keep, you know, make sure that you're safe when you're, you know, RVs have propane in them. RVs have
carbon dioxide.
You might have a carbon dioxide detector.
Yes.
You know, there's things out there that you've got to be careful about
that. Make sure the batteries are, you know, if you have one that's battery operated, make sure you change their batteries before you go on a trip. Just before you're sleeping in the unit.
So most fires in RV start in the engine compartment.
Right.
So there's also, you know, if you have a trailer that says that it could be a result of bearings, wheels, or brakes locking up. I think we saw one not long ago. The guy was smoking down the road, wasn't he? He was towing something and something was broken up. So, you know, it could be carelessness. It could be, you know, cooking candles.
Yes.
We actually had a candle in the RV we bought. It was leaky slide and somebody, our prior owner, had a candle in there.
I guess got it stuck in the slide.
It had rolled up over the slide and it, like,
crumbled.
Got the slide out of whack.
And so they had to take the slide off to get it so it, it would close up. So that's why it was leaking. So, yeah.
So you got to be, you know, think about fires. Okay, here's another one, hitting low overhangs and bridges.
Oh, yes. That's yeah. fun. Make sure you
so
have
I have itch. Done that with, not an RV, but with a topper one time. Or actually, it was yeah, a that was embarrassing.
Luggage department, yes.
Yeah.
And
It says here,
garages don't fix.
I think I can make it. Is a statement often made just before a call to the insurance company.
Yes.
So yes. you got to be careful about your clearances, you know, when you're mm-hmm. when you're driving an RV.
Backing up and turning and all that, yes.
Another one is failure to retract steps, awnings, and antennas. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful of everything's, you know, go around your RV to make sure everything's, before you start going on the road,
yes.
make sure everything's
secure,
you know. The last one was animal infestations.
Oh, yes.
So this is a...
Make sure you clean up after yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to keep your old food and invite unwanted pests into the RV.
Right.
And they can chew on wiring or whatever else. You got to be very careful.
Right.
So that was some of the more common claims that you have with an RV according to this article right here.
And there's also, of course, a lot of theft sometimes. So make sure you lock all your compartments and people
yes.
can get into your stuff and take it.
It said that... Typically, people don't steal RVs as much, but they steal what's in the RVs
yeah,
a lot of times.
They'll sell the contents. So make sure you have your value on what you have in your actual unit, and make sure that you, of course, let your insurance carrier know what you have in your unit and how much money you yeah. put into it.
Okay, so we are at a break, and we will be back talking about RVs and RV insurance. I'm going to Mark Moore with Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have five locations. Three of the locations is called More Insurance Services. It's located in Hayesville next to United Community Bank, and Hiawassee next to the hospital and the red brick building there, Town Trace. And in Blairsville, we're across the from the Home Depot and the post office, so you can find us there. Then we have our location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance, and it's past Arby's on Highway 64. And then lastly, we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. You can check out our website at www.moore-insurance.com or on Facebook. Also, you can request a quote on our website. So if you're interested in a quote, you can ask, fill out some information, and it will contact us, and we will contact you to get you a free quote. And also, all of our Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website. So if you've missed one or would like to hear one, they're all there, so you can hear them if you need to. And please give us a call if you have any insurance needs.
Thank you. So we're talking today about RVs, and you know, we're digging a little bit more to the meat of it now, because we've just kind of been talking about, you know, we have an RV, we've tried it.
Claims and all that, yeah.
Yep, so we talk about what claims you could have or trying to be safe on the road. So digging into insurance, there's not a great difference between insuring a vehicle versus a RV. So,
true.
You know, you're going to need liability.
Yes.
So if you're out there on the road and you cause an accident, you're going to have to have liability Correct. Insurance. You want to make sure if you have an umbrella policy that your RV policy is underneath your umbrella policy.
Your underlying limits is what you're talking about.
We talked about umbrellas before. You're going to have uninsured, you know, uninsured motorists, you know, somebody.
They also have a lot of companies on the RV will have what they call vacation liability or trip interruption.
Yes, I was going to talk about that too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's say that you're a full-timer, that mm-hmm. you've got an RV and you're going out and you don't have a home anymore.
Right.
So you also, when you don't have a home, you also don't have any personal liability
yep.
either, because you're...
unless you have a renter's policy or something.
Unless you have a renter's policy. Yeah. But what the vacation liability does, it gives you a lot. Let's say that you go next door at a campsite and, I don't know, maybe you...
crush the...
I don't know.
Septic lines because you...
Well, that would be an auto claim. I'm talking about like if you went next door and you started a fire or something,
yeah.
or you did something dumb, like you ended up
you have to be at fault,
causing, I guess technically, if you cause bodily injury or property damage to a third party, that was not involving a vehicle or an RV in this case, that would be why you would need personal liability.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the RV. Sorry.
No, well, yeah. But still kind of goes in line with the vacation liability.
Right.
It's broader than just driving the vehicle or having the right. RV. It has to be you personally.
When you basically have an RV, you need to let us know the course of the year and the make and the model and all the information, how much you paid for it. If there's a lien, we also need to know, how much you're using it. If you're using it permanently, full time, we need to know that versus, oh yes, we go out so many trips, a year. If you have it at a place like you're parking it, some in one of these different storage facilities, or if it's at your home, and of course you need to know how much contents value. So a lot of people have a lot of money invested in their RVs. They put solar panels, or they have put on lifts on the back of it, or they're carrying a toy hauler, and they have all this extra stuff that a lot of times your agent won't know unless you tell them. So please get like an inventory of what you have in your unit so that you can make sure it's valued properly.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. Like if you're using the RV as your permanent, residence, then you want to make sure that you, your insurance company knows that.
Right.
It says, technically an insurance company can deny coverage if it's not disclosed to them that the RV was intended to be used as a permanent residence.
Right.
So you want to make sure that that's addressed.
Right.
Absolutely. We've had that sometimes too when, we maybe get a different type of policy if you have something that's the wheels have been taken off of it and it's been permanently situated on a piece of property. We can write normally like a mobile home type policy for dwelling fire policy for that. So you can be, depending on how you're using it, it can be,
that's probably one of the most important things that your agent needs to know is what you're going to do with it, where it's going to be located, where it's going to be garaged, where you're going to have it, and how you're using it.
Another thing too, if you were to use it in the scope of a business, you'd want to make sure that's addressed too, how you're using it.
Right.
So one thing that you can do, in fact, sometimes there's an old saying, the cobbler's kids have no shoes. And so we're actually going to go check on this for us too. So we insured our RV last year, and I don't think I put what's called a agreed value on it, which means that the insurance company is going to establish a value with you, because what you've got different, if you have a vehicle and you're in an accident, they're going to pay, if it's totaled, typically what you would get for a trade-in. So you're not going to be getting a replacement. We talked about replacement costs before, but this is a little bit different. It's called agreed value, where you can get a little bit better loss settlement than just having a collision loss, and they're going to use a different valuation on the RV. So that's when you're going to get with the company, and they're going to agree, and you're going to agree what to insure it for.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our RV, we have, when we bought it, it's got a lift on it, and that was not something that came with the RV. It was something that was an add-on.
Right.
And we also, since we've had some power problems in the past, we decided when we had some solar panels installed.
Right.
And we need to actually let our insurance company know about that, so that needs to be insured separately.
We just
did that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we're trying to... you don't want to be dead in the water when you're out there on the road,
right?
And you have no power,
right?
Because there's some places we went in the past, like we were worried about getting gas even. If you're out on the road and it's like, wow, this is there's a lot of open space here between we're in Wyoming.
Trying to find diesel. You could find fuel, but not always diesel. That was the problem because
you have a diesel pusher.
So make sure you don't let your tanks get too low.
Well, diesel seems to be the vehicle of choice. If you've got a diesel RV, you're going to get more mileage out of it than you will if you've got a gas burner. So that seems, and the values stay higher on that as well.
Right.
Another thing we talk about, the gap insurance. So what that is, perhaps you spend a lot of money on an RV or any vehicle for that matter, you can get what's called gap. Is if you have, let's say you total your car, your RV, and the insurance company says, okay, here's your check for $20,000, but perhaps you owe $30,000. No, the gap insurance will cover the difference between what you got settlement on the claim versus what the insurance company or what your loan amount is. It would cover that gap there. So Okay, well, this has gone by in a hurry, hasn't it, Kathy?
Absolutely.
I guess we're talking about something we like to do, RVing.
Yes, it's fun.
We will be back again, and this is Mark Moore, independent agent and broker, with my wife, Kathy. So if you're interested in talking to us about insurance, you can reach us online. All of our podcasts are online. We have actually completed 33 shows now. Our website is www.more-insurance.com. You can call one of our offices. Our main office in Hazel is 828-389-4000. And we also have offices in Murphy and Blairsville, Hiawassee, and Blue Ridge. All of our numbers and locations are on our website as well. Again, this is Mark Moore with Moore Insurance with Independent Agents and Brokers. My wife, Kathy Moore, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.